this is what you're fighting for. I mean, every day you're out there.
What they're doing is blowing people off.
If you continue to look the other way and shut up, then the oppressors, the authoritarians, get total control and total power. Because this is just like in Arizona. This is just like in Georgia. It's another element that backs them into a corner and shows their lies and misrepresentations.
This is why this audience is going to have to get engaged. As we've told you, this is the fight.
All this nonsense, all this spin, they can't handle the truth.
War Room Battleground. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
It's Tuesday, 21 May, year of the Lord, 2024. We've got, we're going to be going to two of the movers and shakers in two incredibly important states. One's the volunteer state in Tennessee. A big update on child trafficking, particularly since General Flynn, some people have been coming out recently about kind of the corporate involvement in this. They had this raid the other day, I think, with 28 people, and he had a former pitcher with the Boston Red Sox up there. Like I said, I had Eduardo on last week, and he's talking about what a scourge this is in Mexico, and we're the demand side of the equation. So we're going to have Brother Branson on from Tennessee on these laws that he's helped drive to get passed. Plus, as soon as we work out the technical aspects of it, Judge Gableman is going to join us from Wisconsin on this entire Robin Voss thing. So we're going to get into that. I want to start, though, with and I want to thank our sponsors. Remember, all our content here is free. There's no paywall at the War Room, and there won't be. Our sponsors support this, and that's why we welcome you guys checking out. All I say is just go to their websites and immerse yourself in information about our sponsors. You guys will make the right decision. One is HomeTitleLock.com, particularly as this combination of cyber and artificial intelligence becomes more sophisticated. Look, the old-fashioned way of somebody you know or some lawyer or somebody you got crossways with getting into your title is still there and still a danger. And in fact, when we have Natalie Dominguez on to go through these examples, they're pretty shocking how this happens. But today with cyber and artificial intelligence, you've got state and non-state actors that are all over this. Go to HomeTitleLock.com today. Immerse yourself in the information and you will make the right decision. But I think you want to make sure you're at the ramparts fighting and not fighting with some hard money lender that somebody's taking a $100,000 second out on your home at, I don't know, a 12% interest. That would be fun, wouldn't it? Also, Jace Medical, with, you know, the brownouts, the power coming down, the bankruptcies of these pharmaceutical company or the pharmacies, the Chinese Communist Party, the supply chain, all of it for the first time in American history. Hey, people walk around and say, I can't get my medicines. I can't get things that I need immediately. Go to JaceMedical.com. Dr. Sean Rowland and the team thought this through years ago during the pandemic, when Rosemary Gibson came out with her book talking about the supply chains, and they worked through a system that you can never be without the medicines that you need. Go to JaceMedical.com and check that out today. Okay, we had Josh Green on from Bloomberg this morning that talked about a couple of pieces he had written. One, this group piece they had done about the polling and how it's manifests itself. Bloomberg has Trump leading in six of the seven battleground states. They have him leading, I think, pretty significantly nationally. And one of the reasons they wanted to get to the bottom of that, because remember, even given the prejudices of the mainstream media, at the end of the day, they are an information source for the capital markets throughout the world, bond traders, options traders, equity traders globally. So they had to get back of it. And the question they had to answer is, why is Trump up 51-32 on handling the economy? Where does that come from? And they did this deep dive analysis, and they came to the conclusion they can, you know, it's essentially about the lived experience of the American people. Pretty common sense, but you got to go through a sophisticated analytical piece and say, hey, this is not prejudice of our reporting. This is what it shows. Four times the per capita income, four times per capita income available to people during Trump's administration than during the Biden regime. Also inflation, how inflation's destroying the cumulative impact of inflation. We keep telling you it's got to be, just add the cumulative, it's destroyed the purchasing power of the dollar. That's kind of the reverse of that first, but this is why people can't make ends meet, that people have to gap every month with a credit card. That's why, you know, we talk about credit card defaults, and we've got, you know, Done With Debt as one of our sponsors, too, to make sure you can get in the process and not get overwhelmed by that. Mark Mitchell now joins us from Bloomberg, and they're taking another, at least in this polling, another angle of attack. We said that, hey, given that the Biden regime has not been able to deliver with all this massive federal spending, in fact, it blew back on them, that the opposition has tried something else, lawfare. And I keep saying that this is now, we're ending the 30 days of Gata Damarung between the New York meltdown, what's happening with the Fisher case in the Supreme Court, which is the added, you know, the stopping of a government procedure, which the Supreme Court will decide come in mid-June, and the immunity will be in mid-June, and now Jack Smith essentially on trial by Judge Cannon in the last days of June, I think 27th, 28th, 29th, three-day evidentiary hearing, quote, unquote, which she's kind of fed up with his antics. She said more about that over the weekend. The guys over at Rasmussen have looked at this. Mark Mitchell, welcome back, brother. We missed you. But walk us through walk us through lawfare and what the polls are showing you.
I think the big headline is that we came on your show a year ago and predicted this is exactly what was going to happen. And I think your viewers should follow us if they want to see where the mainstream media is going to be 3, 6, 9 months in the future. We asked back then, would this indictment be good or bad for America? And overwhelmingly, people said bad. And actually, by a 64% to 28% margin, people said that this is banana republic sort of stuff, using the law as a weapon against a political opponent. So we knew this was going to help Trump. And sure enough, after these indictments came out, I mean, there was some other stuff going on at the time. But that's when people started abandoning DeSantis, and Trump's favorability turned around and his campaign came together. But here we are today, still following this trial. And overwhelmingly, voters think that it's a politically motivated win. Hunt and agree with Donald Trump, his quote. We actually used Donald Trump in the question, and 52% of voters at least somewhat agreed that it's politically motivated witch hunt, 40% strongly, and 42% disagreed, 32% strongly. So that 10-point margin there is incidentally about the same margin that Trump is now winning by. And what's been fascinating to watch is that we have Trump up 10 points in a three-way and 12 points in a five-way. And for the last 3 or 4 months, everybody was calling us an outlier and trying to build up the internal fortitude to come out and show Trump actually winning at a national level. But the entire time we were putting up out polls with Trump up 6, Trump up 8, Trump up now 10 and 12 points in a five-way matchup. And people can call us an outlier, but now you have CNN with Trump up 9. And these are the same people that would say, no, there's no way that Trump is winning nationally. And then they put out a Biden approval in the low 30s. Like, there's no way. Time and time again, Trump is and has been the highest favorability political persona of anybody we've tested in the last, you know, 12 to 24 months. And he's got a 10-point advantage at least on over Biden on favorability. So it makes sense to me that, you know, he's absolutely destroying Biden right now. And what they're left with is this really scary all or nothing, take him out using the justice system tactic. And Americans hate it. We've been polling on it way back in August of 22, you know, right after the Mar-a-Lago raid. That's when the FBI lost their positive favorability. And a majority of voters came out and said that the FBI was Joe Biden's personal Gestapo. So we've talked about this a lot on your show. There's failing trust in institutions, and Americans just hate to see it. Like, we've been polling on the CIA, and we have 64% of American likely voters think it's at least somewhat likely that U.S. intel agencies are influencing political news. So I think they see what's going on. And of course, they're obviously not, you know, following the news on a day-to-day basis like we are. But, you know, there's independent media now, and the mainstream media has just eviscerated, you know, trust, and they're getting the news through osmosis or other things, and they're hurting. Their issues are the economy and the border. And it's, you know, Biden thinks he fixed the economy, but you and I know the issues is that it's economy of the haves versus the have-nots, and the people that support Biden are, you know, graduate degree people with incomes over 200K in urban areas. And the people, you know, the lower income people are hurting because of inflation. Inflation just absolutely destroyed them. And at the same time, Biden will just have these, you know, borders like wide open with the actual images, people seeing the images of you know, caravans of thousands of migrants pouring across, and he'll go out and tell people to their face, well, there's nothing I can do about it, right? So Biden's it is the man, right? Like, Biden is polling worse than the Democrat Party in general. And we've been trying, you know, we've been seeing the switcheroo coming from a long way away, and we've run the numbers. And I don't think there's any salient person that can come in and rescue the Democrat Party from the position that Biden has willingly put them in by embracing American last policies.
I want to start at the end. I got so much to go through with you on this, but they perceive that the great black hope for them is Michelle Obama. I haven't bought into this from the beginning. Number one, do you see any mechanism that could actually happen? Because Biden has dug in here. He's convinced himself that these poll numbers don't mean anything. I know that you saw from the fundraising numbers that just came out today that that even the donors are starting to have second thoughts. Do you see any mechanism to actually remove him? And if that even existed, is there any Democrat that really polls that much better right now than Biden, and particularly Michelle Obama, who they're all, you know, the Oprahs of the world and everybody are talking about who they want?
I think they have to try something to win. I think you and I know they both need to win, right? And what's fascinating to me is I just don't see any path to it, because there's this Schrodinger cat paradox of the presidency, which is Biden, people look at and they say, well, he's not mentally fit, he's not capable for the job, it's likely that his campaign is just his administration is just a puppet administration. But at the same time, you know, they're telling him something and he's going out and making these calls. And so for him to leave, they have to get him to say those words ostensibly. And that might be a tricky path for them. But as far as the savior coming in, and we have new numbers in the field. They'll probably be out next week. But we asked this, I don't know, a month or two ago. And when you ask Democrats, is one of these list of candidates better than Biden? They don't really agree that one is any better. Michelle Obama gets the most percentage of the Democrat votes, but it was only like 1 in 4. You know, people kind of agree that they don't want Newsom, but, you know, Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton don't pull that far behind Michelle Obama. And she's not picking up, this well of independent voters that used to watch Oprah. Those people aren't there anymore. The independents poll like Republicans did 10 years ago, right? So I think what will be interesting to see is that if they somehow get Biden to resign through whatever tactics those might be, and she comes in, there will be this massive, massive wave of positive mainstream media spin. But a majority of U.S. likely voters think the media is the enemy of the people. They don't trust them at all anymore. And so I don't know if that will work. But in the head-to-head matchups, when we've tested it, we tested Newsom, Kamala Harris, and Michelle Obama against Trump in head-to-heads. Michelle Obama is the only one of them that did better. Newsom's numbers were horrible. I don't even think he got to 35%. Michelle Obama only did 1 point better than Biden in that matchup and still lost to Trump by 7 points. So she doesn't have this, you know, she's not coming from a position of love, let's just say. So I don't know. Maybe when American voters see that happen, it will just be one more cheap trick the Democrats are pulling off, like the lawfare tactics, and might even make things worse for them. You know, this kind of like last minute, the dog ate my homework assignment solution to win the presidency. And so they're not left with many other options, which is why we've been trying to dig deeper and deeper into like the actual division in this country and the overwhelming feeling that people have that something dark is coming. And one of those sets of questions is about the Civil War. And we found that in the last 6 years, 10 points more voters think a civil war is likely in the next 5 years. It's 41% now. A majority, 54% of Republicans think a civil war is coming. And we also have a majority of people, a strong plurality of people saying that the republic that our founding fathers, Benjamin Franklin, gave us has fallen. And that only 39% of voters say we've done a good job of keeping the republic. So there's something about the Biden presidency that has just been horrible for people, like thinking that we have a cohesive, capable federal government that will put their voters' interests, number one. And I mean, it's horrible. And you've been talking about it too, right? This feeling of the fourth turning that everything is just, pouring into. A crisis is coming. And I would love to figure out the right set of questions to see exactly what it is, but it's all nebulous right now.
Maybe I can work with you on that, because I don't think it's actually pretty clear. But I want to go back to your bona fides on this. You guys have been polling this and coming out and telling people this for almost 2 years now. And you were mocked and ridiculed at the time. But I just want to go back to that part you said about going, because you were the first ones to start to show this gap. And they're saying, oh, this is just Rasmussen. I think you got kicked out of. Didn't you get kicked out of? Was it 538? Didn't they throw Rasmussen out there for a while? Didn't you get kicked out of the polling aggregate?
You and I talked on the 4th of July weekend the last year, and they threatened. And one of the reasons that they were upset about was not about our methodology. It was about that we came on your show, right? Like, tipping their hand. They threw us out finally. I think it was this fall. And, they've put out that they said it was because we didn't meet their qualifications the qualifications they wanted us to meet was just answer questions about our methodology that, A, we've publicly answered before, and B, that we thought we didn't need to go into the detail. And they finally booted us out. And to me, what was interesting was the timing. And it followed shortly, 1 or 2 weeks after our Biden approval numbers started to turn south, and our number was no longer the number holding Biden's approval average up in the 538 average. So there is that. And the other one, you could give me your input on this. It was also the week after we started polling about the CIA being involved in news media. So maybe it's that also. When you talk about bona fides, there's a lot of things that we ask about that other pollsters won't. And I think that's important, because I think people need to know what other Americans think. Otherwise, how do you know if you're being gaslit or not? Vaccines, the federal government being weaponized, like all these things, right? So that's a reason for people to follow us, because we ask questions that others won't. The other is, because we're independent and we're just trying to be accurate, and our revenue line depends on that, I think we have been. And what's fascinating about the industry is that people try and slander others' accuracy by using this kind of like hot potato horse race thing, which is like, oh, your final call the night before the 2020 election was, Trump plus whatever, and so you're so inaccurate. And you and I both know, and as we saw in the 2022 cycle, the polling swings all over the place, right? So I went back and did the homework assignment of taking all of our presidential polling for the last 10 years, the 16 and 20 cycle, and everything we've polled in 2024, and smoothing it out to create an average. And it shows very clearly exactly what was going on. And I put the final reported margins there. And, we nailed it. 2016, we were absolutely like 100% right. And I think we were off like maybe about a point, which is probably margin of error stuff in 2020. And, you and I both know that there was a large amount of manufactured votes. I think that's another reason 538 doesn't like us. But the truth is that Biden was polling better than Trump nationally. Now, the issue is what happened at the swing states. But the inescapable truth, looking at these numbers, is that our methodology has not changed. Our weighting has changed hardly at all since the 2020 cycle. And if you look at where the blue line has gone, right, it went from 50 down to 40, 10-point loss for Biden. And if you look at where Trump's at, he went from 44% to 48%. So Trump is doing, about, call it 15 points better than he was 4 years ago. I actually pulled out a matchup from, I think it was July 2020, so essentially exactly 4 years ago. And Trump was down 10 then, and he's up 10 now. So a 20-point swing in 4 years means that he has changed about 30 million voters' minds, right? And it's like, again, call us an outlier. And okay, maybe that plus 10, was a bit of a swing, but call Trump up 6 points, right? He's doing double digits, whatever, better than he was 4 years ago. That's at least 20 million people that changed their minds because of Biden.
Unbelievable. Mark, glad to have you back. Look forward to having you back a lot. We're going to cut this, clip it, and send it out everywhere. It's been an extraordinary interview. The numbers are there in front of you, and particularly what they've tried to do this lawfare, it's only hurt them. And now this, and this dovetails exactly with Josh Green said today on the Bloomberg polling. And hey, Bloomberg is not MAGA. Okay. They're all about, and everybody has their own biases, but they're basically making sure that the capital markets guys throughout the world have a good sense on the math of what's happening. And now you see it basically reinforced even more so with Rasmussen. Where do people go to get everything related to Rasmussen? Where do they go to your social media?
I know a lot of people here are on Truth and Getter, but the conversation's happening on Twitter, because when I poll that the media is the enemy of the people, then I can tag ABC, MSNBC, NBC on that tweet, right? So follow us on Twitter at Rasmussen_poll. And also we're on YouTube too, which I know a lot of people hate, but our biggest viewed video on that channel was one about election integrity in Arizona, right? So they're unwillingly help us reach a lot of people about topics they wouldn't see because they just don't know about these alternative media channels. We're also on Rumble too, but yes, please go to YouTube. I break a lot of these down in detail, and we have a new video coming out comparing amnesty versus a deport all of the legal alien candidate, and it's pretty surprising results.
We look forward to having you back on about that. Thank you, brother. Incredible.
Thanks. Pleasure's all mine.
Rasmussen. We tried to give you the two sides of the spectrum today, and it shows you a massive Trump victory is ahead of us if we just execute closing this and don't let him steal it. I've got Gable. Is Gableman ready yet? If he's not ready, is he ready? Judge Gableman, are you? Do we have you there? Can you give us walk us through this Robin Voss thing? Because the only way they're going to win is by stealing, and the only way they're going to end up stealing is having weaklings like Robin Voss. Where are we, sir?
Well, we have he's weak except when it comes to pursuing his own self-interest, and he's, you know, Steve, he's controlling the Republican Party of Wisconsin, which just sent out a flyer telling the residents of his district to call the police if anybody comes to their door with a petition for them to sign. And that is a very Chinese communist authoritarianism kind of thing to do, which makes sense since Robin has taken at least $100,000 worth of money and luxury trips with chauffeur-driven cars and five-star hotels on the Chinese dime. He's an officer of two groups that are associated with a Chinese government front group. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo came to Wisconsin to warn Robin about it and to warn the other legislators. And what did Robin do? Robin doubled down and reaffirmed his cooperation, and he praises Madam Lee, the head of that propaganda outfit, and talks about the wonderful things that China has done for people around the world. I wonder if Robin Voss is aware of who the Uyghurs might be and who other persecuted groups might be. But this is a part and parcel. His groups that he's an officer on, they're privately funded groups by big business who just want to do business in China. And you know, I'm only becoming familiar with this now that I see Robin Voss in action, that we have a whole class of so-called political elite who are in bed with big business, and they don't care. They would just as soon enslave all of us if it meant doing business with China. Now, Robin has his own constituents frightened. And shame on him, and shame on Brian Schimming, the chairman of the state Republican Party, for sending out a bulletin telling residents of Robin's district to call the police on petition circulators. You know, Robin didn't get that $100,000 worth of luxury travel and money for free. He's earned it. Do you know how? He blocked legislation that would have prohibited the Chinese communist government from buying up Wisconsin farmland. So Robin Voss would rather sell out the food security of our state so that he and his buddies can get richer and richer. And the time has got to stop. Do you know that he's got his own neighbors frightened? The neighbors will tell petition circulators, boy, I want to sign, but you know what'll happen when he sees my signature. But even in spite of all of that, on the first recall effort that ended a few months ago, we got over 6,000 valid signatures, which is about 1,000 more people than voted for him in his last contested election. The reason why these big business people like the Wisconsin Road Builders, and I'm going to start naming their names too, but the Wisconsin Road Builders are spending millions of dollars to keep Robin Voss in business because he's the chicken that lays the golden eggs. He's a coward and he's arrogant. He operates through other people. He operates in the shadows. He blackmails. He tries to blackmail legislators in the assembly who won't go along with him. And they're afraid of him. They fear him because he says he'll hire private investigators to dig into their backgrounds and find all sorts of personally embarrassing information. And do you know what else he does? He takes credit for putting other legislators in jail who have gone against him. It's sickening. This guy is sick. He is a broken toy, and he needs to be removed. And it's time now for people to have courage to come together to get him out.
Well, talk to me about this. What is we got about a minute. I'm holding through the break. What is the process here? Do you still have enough signatures now? Because the last time you had signatures that couldn't, I guess, be validated, it was thrown out. This time, are you close to getting the signatures that you need?
It's an extraordinarily. We are now in the point, I believe. Now, I'm not part of the management team that's involved in this, but I got that's running it. But I will tell you this, Steve, that we can get well over the top. We can get well over the top this weekend if every Wisconsin patriot, within the sound of my voice, if you will come down and help us this Memorial Day weekend. Steve, for all of the noise.
Judge, hang on for 1 second. We'll take a short commercial break. Judge Gableman from Wisconsin in this fight on the recall of Robin Voss, next in the War Room.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. There are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood this as a valued form of money for millennia. I actually think for 8,000 years of man's recorded history. It's why people are flocking to it now, why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA in physical gold. And the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Let me repeat that. It doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. To learn more about this, to immerse yourself in information, text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? Because a storm's coming. If it can't, call the people I trust. That's Birch Gold. Text Bannon to 989898. Secure your savings today. Birch Gold Group. They're called debt traps. And that debt trap you're caught in isn't your fault. You didn't cause inflation. You didn't set gas prices or make credit card companies jack up interest rates. The thing is, that debt trap is and will destroy your life if you don't get out now. The only company I recommend is Done With Debt, because Done With Debt are brilliant about debt relief strategies. First, they stand between you and your bill collectors. Then they negotiate a plan to get you out of debt permanently, without bankruptcy and without taking out additional loans. But listen, some of these strategies are time sensitive, so you need to contact Done With Debt right now, like today. This couldn't be easier. Just get a free consultation. Let me repeat, a free consultation. Share what you're dealing with, and they'll explain a strategy to erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Donewithdebt.com.
Are you tired of progressive corporations and exhausted trying to keep up with all the virtue signaling when you're simply trying to buy products? Progressive corporate America continues to push messaging that further alienates conservative Americans, all while eroding the future of the American dream. It's prominent all over the country. Companies like Starbucks strong-arming their customers to support abortion. Financial services like PayPal canceling customers for their political views. Makeup companies like Maybelline making a mockery of women by supporting transgender models. And beer companies like Bud Light forcing gender ideology on you when all you want is to enjoy a cold beer. Thankfully, we don't have to fund these companies any longer with our hard-earned dollars. With Public Square, we now have a solution. It's simple. Join the movement of millions of patriotic Americans who love truth, our country, and our Constitution at publicsq.com. That's publicsq.com. Public Square is an app and website where you can get connected to tens of thousands of businesses from all different industries that share your value for life, family, and freedom. Whether you're looking to buy coffee, find a new athletic clothing that knows what a woman is, and shop for clean skincare, or simply find a new restaurant in your community that won't lecture you about your political views, publicsq.com is your resource. Public Square also offers discounts to many high-quality businesses on the platform so that you can actually receive incentive for spending money with companies that don't hate you. Public Square is free to join as a consumer or a business owner, and you can get started today at publicsq.com. Remember, either as a consumer or a business owner. Download the app now. That's publicsq.com, publicsq.com.
All this nonsense, all this spin, they can't handle the truth.
War Room Battleground with Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, times of turbulence. You just heard Mark Mitchell over at Rasmussen call this a fourth turning. Of course it is. Make sure that you have a hedge for your financial future to go along with your other investments. That would be gold. Don't take it from me. Take it from the folks at Birch Gold. Go talk to Philip Patrick and the team right now. Birchgold.com/Bannon. As all our content is free, you get the End of the Dollar Empire 5 installments, kind of the size of a book now, to give you the background you need about the dollar is the prime reserve currency, what it has meant, what it will mean in the future, what's happening with it. The End of the Dollar Empire by Stephen K. Bannon and the team at Birch Gold. Get it for free. Download it. Fifth installment, Central Bank Digital Currency versus the de-dollarization movement of the BRICS nation, who their central banks are buying gold at record rates. Birchgold.com/Bannon. Judge Gableman, what's the call to action for this audience? As Robin Voss thing has been festering since 2020. It's coming to a head now. What does this audience need to do, the folks in Wisconsin? We have a vast audience in Wisconsin. What do they need to do?
What we need to do is we are either close or at the required number of valid signatures. But what's happening is we have this thing called the Wisconsin Elections Commission, which Robin is running. And Robin is protecting the corrupt head of it. And he has said that protecting Megan Wolf is his hill to die on. So that is to say that the Wisconsin Elections Commission is going to do everything it can to try to frustrate this recall effort. They are going to look for every possible way. Do you know that these people whose job it is to run Wisconsin elections, they won't even tell the recall organizers for certain which district Robin represents for recall purposes? Do you know why they're doing that? To help Robin create confusion through litigation. They know we're going to get the signatures. They know it. But they want to help Robin tie it up into the courts for as long as possible. And that's why, just as with President Trump in November, we are going to have to overwhelm the Wisconsin Elections Commission with signatures. And we are going to need brave people, everyone who can come to Racine, racinerecall.org, Racine, R-A-C-I-N-E, recall.org. To come this weekend. It's the last weekend, and we've got three big festivals going on in his district, and we need to overwhelm the crooked Wisconsin Elections Commission with valid signatures, and we need all hands on deck. We got too many people who are afraid of this little character, this cowardly and arrogant Robin Voss, who intimidates people through blackmail and bribery, and is looking to do nothing and has done nothing but enrich himself and his rich friends. We need everyone within the sound of my voice to go to RacineRecall.org and come down. Take part in the revolution, because I'll tell you what, my friend, I'll tell you what, and I'm in all sincerity, if Robin Voss is still in office, if he's still in office in November, I promise you that Donald Trump will not be the declared winner of Wisconsin. It's that bad. Robin has a stranglehold over the Wisconsin Elections Commission. They do his bidding. They do his bidding because he controls it all. He controls the legislature. He's the only man in the state who could have impeached, called for the impeachment of Megan Wolf, the crooked administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, and he blocked it. In fact, just the opposite. He said protecting Megan Wolf is his hill to die on. First, he said he would do it, and then when it actually became time a reality and he could do it, he backed down and he said he wouldn't. Yeah. So obviously he's protecting, everything remains in place from the same system in 2020 that saw, I believe, the illegitimate declaration of victory of Joe Biden. And everything I've seen and all of the laws that were broken by the Wisconsin Elections Commission and by Megan Wolf, all with the consent, if not the direction of Robin Voss, who's a never Trumper from the get-go. He hates Trump, and I believe he's going to, and he said when he was running for election, Steve, when he was running 21 months ago, oh, he couldn't say enough about how President Trump supported him, and he supported President Trump. But the minute he eked by with 260 votes, do you know what he did? He said, I hate Donald Trump, and I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure he's not the nominee in 2024. And I believe, even though he came out with a very weak statement a few weeks ago, well, I guess I'll vote for Trump now that DeSantis is out. I believe he's doing everything he possibly can behind the scenes, which is a lot, because he runs the legislature to make sure that Donald Trump does not carry Wisconsin. I believe this is all about China. I believe it is all about Chinese money for Robin Voss and for his already rich friends. And he's got rich people here in the state, namely the people who get the public contracts to build our roads, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, and he delivers for them. And that's why John Gard, the former Speaker of the Assembly, who is now the lobbyist for the road builders, is spending millions of dollars, these road builders, to protect Robin. Do you know why? Because they know that once we succeed in getting the signatures we need on this recall ballot, on this recall petition, Robin's going to lose. Everybody knows that. Robin knows it. The Wisconsin Elections Commission knows it. That's why they won't even do something as easy and straightforward and honest as tell us which district he's supposed to represent. It's crazy.
Okay, we got to bounce, but you said there are three gatherings or festivals this weekend in Racine.
That's right.
Where do people go to find out? Where do people go to find out about those?
RacineRecall.org. The city of Racine is spelled RACINE, recall.org, O-R-G. And please sign up through there to come. Help put us over, help overwhelm in a precursor of what's going to happen in November on behalf of President Trump. We are going to overwhelm the crooked election officials. We are going to overwhelm all of the corruption. And we are going to make our voices heard, and we are going to take America back. And just as he said on January 20, 2017, at his inauguration, we are going to transfer power back to the people. And this is the first shot in the revolution. And if we fail, I believe President Trump will still win, but it'll be a lot harder if he doesn't win Wisconsin. And he won't if Robin Voss is still in.
No. We have to win Wisconsin, flat out. Got to win Wisconsin. He's got to win Wisconsin. Wisconsin.
Robin Voss is still there.
Okay, you're giving us our marching
orders. Robin Voss has said he's going to do everything he can to defeat Donald Trump. And he's still doing it, Steve. He's still doing it. We need to get Robin Voss out of there. We need to have President Trump be the declared winner and be the winner, in fact, of Wisconsin. You're absolutely right.
100%. He won in 2020. He won it in 16, won it in 20. He's going to win it in 24. Got to. Not even a question.
He, He would have won Wisconsin in 2020 if all the laws had been followed. But the Wisconsin Elections Commission, under the direction and control and or control of Robin Voss, made it so that Donald Trump could not win. They're afraid that the president, that President Trump is going to impose fair trade with China. And that means that their rich patrons will lose a lot of money. And that's what this is all about. There's no public service here. It's all about lining his pockets, lining Robin Voss's pockets, and lining the pockets of his already rich paymasters.
Sir, incredible. Stakes couldn't be higher. We'll have you back on. We're going to get the specifics maybe tomorrow about where these rallies are going to be. We want everybody in Racine up on the ramparts. Thank you very much, Judge.
God bless you, Steve, and God bless your listeners.
Thanks, brother. Okay, folks, just laid it out. Gableman's pretty straightforward. Another person straightforward is Aaron Gulbranson in Tennessee. Okay, I've had General Flynn, this over the last couple of days, we haven't had time to get up on the show, but General Flynn's been warning about kind of the corporate takeover of that this whole child trafficking has become a like a corporate business. You had this huge raid that you even had a former Boston Red Sox pitcher. You've just got people warning about this, you know, nonstop. I had Eduardo Vestige on the show on Monday, I think, or maybe Saturday from Palm Beach. And, and he's talking about the massive trafficking situation in Mexico. The cartels control it. That's why they're going to win this election. This thing is massive, and people are pulling their hair out. But, Aaron, you actually came up with some solutions in Tennessee. Tell me, what was the situation in Tennessee, and what were the solutions?
Well, there's 600 children that go missing a month in the state of Tennessee, and there was actually a big bust by TBI as well. The thing that I want everybody to take away from this conversation, obviously, I don't think there's a single member of your audience, because you were really good at educating your audience, that disagrees with the idea that child trafficking is a terrible scourge in our country and around the world. We have over 1 million people living in the modern day slavery that is child and human trafficking in the United States. Tennessee, however, is a big leader in this fight. And the names that you will hear over and over again from me and others who are working on legislation are Senate Majority Leader Jack Johnson, House Majority Leader William Lambert, State Senators Farrell Hale and Ken Yeager, and so many others, and Governor Lee, because they're doing everything they can to fight child and human trafficking. Now, my organization, Tennessee Faith and Freedom Coalition, worked with all the people I just on the DA Second Opinion Act, which was prime sponsored by Brent Taylor, which basically says, and I know you'll love this, and I would love to export this around the country. If a Soros-funded DA refuses to prosecute a child and human trafficking crime or a Class A or Class B felony or organized crime in the state of Tennessee, the law enforcement can preserve that evidence and take it to the neighboring district attorney. It's a very important thing because we've got Soros DAs in, you know, Memphis and Nashville, and there's other DAs that are not the greatest, but that's taking the fight directly to the Soros-funded DAs. Number two is, and I'm very, very proud of this, it was a little bit of a dogfight in the Judiciary Committee in the Senate, but we got the child rape death penalty option passed, which enables district attorneys to seek the death penalty for people who raped a child 12 or under. What I like to say is this legislation is a giant billboard to all around the world and all around the country that says, welcome to Tennessee, but child rapists aren't welcome here because we might put you to death. So there's other bits of legislation that I think are extremely important. There's the Tennessee Protect Minors Act, which we passed, which is an age verification system for pornography websites. What's so important about that is a lot of these websites just pull out and leave the state when they're enacted. It's been enacted in places like Louisiana. That was Patsy Hazelwood, state representative, and State Senator Becky Duncan Massey's bill that we worked on with them. What I want to underscore with that, for those of you who might be like, well, what's the big deal with porn? Porn is a massive gateway into child and human trafficking. it leads to the exploitation of kids. This is not just, you know, your grandpa looking at his Playboy from, you know, the 80s and the 70s and the 90s. So that's very, very important stuff. We've also done things like extend the statute of limitations on people to sue their traffickers. I think tool actually used to take the fight to organized crime to take the money out of the particular situation. Because the only reason, obviously, that they do these sick, horrible things is that it's a disgusting industry, as you just mentioned, with the corporate stuff. So that's a lot of the things that we've been doing. I do want to brag on Jack Johnson a little more. He did, and along with State Representative Jason Zachary, many conservatives are aware that our banks have targeted, or the woke corporations have targeted conservatives. Of course, John Eastman has received a lot of coverage on his bank account being taken away. Tennessee just passed the first in the nation anti-woke corporation debanking bill. If you are a conservative in the state of Tennessee, and you know, please move here if you're not, banks can't take away your bank account or any other financial instrument based on your ESG score or anything like that. So
we just said the debanking. Yeah. This is amazing. For people who are concerned about this trafficking, I realize people have macro solutions they want to have of drumhead trials like the Romans used to have. But we've got to get organized here. Tennessee's showing you the way. These are not perfect laws, but it's a first step, and they're pretty tough. Aaron, here's what I want. I want people to go and see what you've got and to question you and to figure out if this is right for their state. So where do they go?
You can check out on all social media at TN Faith Freedom, at TN Faith Freedom. That's Getter, that's Twitter, that's Facebook. And then our website, tnfaithfreedom.com.
Brother, fantastic work. You guys keep it up, okay? Aaron,
thank you,
go
sir.
Branson out there in Tennessee. Leading the way, sir, leading the way. So, Brother Harnwell, and I got to carve out some time, Ben, so you guys sit down and go through Ukraine. But a couple of things. Number one, we now know from the New York Times and other reporting, Kharkiv was not really defended. And I'm not just talking about troops. The money that was supposed to go there from American taxpayers and others, the local people in Kharkiv are complaining that, hey, nothing was built. The Russians just walked in. BBC saying this. Everybody saying this. What happened, sir?
Good afternoon, Steve. Well, this is really quite an amazing story. And I think the most amazing thing in this, to my mind, is that the guy who's come out on the record and spoke about this isn't just some Schmendrick or some Grandoon. He's the commander of the Ukrainian Special Reconnaissance Unit. Now, what he said was that when the Russians just walked in, and that's a direct quote, so they simply walked into Kharkiv, he said, there was no first line of defense. We saw it. The Russians just walked in. They just walked in without any mind fields. He said that officials had claimed that the defenses were being built at huge cost. But in his view, those defenses simply weren't there. Either it was an act of negligence or corruption. It wasn't a failure. It was a betrayal. So the question, Steve, that obviously every member of the war room is going to be asking here is, well, where's this money gone? Where did it go? And if there has been massive corruption, if that is actually the reason here, and that's the one I'd immediately go to, and there were no defences being built around Ukraine's second largest city. Well, we've covered on the show, I think, sort of 6 months, 9 months ago, when the summer offensive folded, and we said this is the pivot from offence to defence. And what Zelensky is now going to do is going to start doing this triple line of defences. If this hasn't been taken place, right, I'd like to know, obviously, this is the question I'm obviously going to ask, was Mike No Johnson Johnson aware of this, that this was where the money was going, when he read his secret intelligence briefing and then stabbed MAGA in the back? Was he not aware of that? That's another question that he needs to come out and say now, that what is the situation with this money that was supposed to have gone? American taxpayers' money supposed to have gone to defend Kharkiv. No defences were there. I hope, Steve, this story just simply doesn't go into the memory hole. and is absolutely key to the incompetence of what's going on.
We're going to drive this because the citizens of Kharkiv saw the trucks going by. They thought these defenses had been built north of town towards the Russian border. It was only when the Russians walked in that they realized no real troops there, but also the defenses had never been built. So where'd the money go? Who stole the money that the citizens of Kharkiv thought were there to protect them? And you're absolutely right. This goes from the top. What was Johnson briefed? What questions did he ask? What do you know? I've got to get to the Italy and the others tomorrow, but I've got to go to the walk back because this is driven by your reporting, us covering you on the show and this audience. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Brown walked back his statement from the other day. Give us the details. We've got about a minute.
Thanks, Steve. Well, look, we covered this. I think we were the most important organization to actually drill down on this. But General Charles Q. Brown, the new Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said we'll get there eventually, given time, on the question raised by journalists on the plane to Brussels. He was asked, are we going to get trainers, NATO trainers, American trainers into Ukraine, on Ukrainian territory to train their troops? And of course, that's the pretext just to getting the American boots on the ground, isn't it? That was his response, flatly contradicting the official Biden administration position. The huge walk back.
Exactly.
The huge walk back. And basically, he says it's not going to happen. Might happen after the war is over. But it's not happening now. So the question is, was he slapped down for telling the truth, Steve? Or was he just prepping the American public surreptitiously and used the idea?
Slapped down for the truth. Ben, where do they go to get your social media? You got great stuff up all day long.
Thanks, Steve. Getter is my social media platform of choice. Tap in my surname, at Harnwell. And I've got some great posts right now at the top of my feed. Thanks, Steve. God bless.
Great. And we put your clips up. Thank you so much. The great Lou Dobbs is next. We're going to be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. As you can tell, it's going to be quite intense. The House will be back. We're pushing for where is the contempt charge against Garland. There's so much else going on, including the Trump trial, all of it. We'll be reporting on that, of everything that happened overnight and the prep for next week. More on the economy. I think Dave Brat, I'm trying to get Dave Brat in the House tomorrow. We're going to break down some economic numbers and how they drive right into politics in the battleground states. Lou Dobbs is next. You've been here in the War Room. Make sure you try our coffee, warpath.coffee/war room for your discount, and sacredhumanhealth.com for your grass-fed beef liver.
Can't pay the IRS? You haven't filed in a while? Receiving threatening letters? Hey, it's about to get worse. You know why? The IRS is hiring an army of agents targeting hardworking Americans like you. They ain't going after the billionaires. They're coming after you. And you need warriors on your side. You need Tax Network USA. Tax Network USA has a brilliant strategy to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. For instance, they discover a limited special offer that the IRS is willing to waive $1 billion in penalties. Let me repeat that. The IRS is prepared to waive $1 billion in penalties. But you have to find out today whether you qualify. Never let the IRS come at you alone. Let Tax Network USA's attorneys handle it. They have preferred direct lines to the IRS. They know which agents to work with and which agents to avoid. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt and offer a best-in-class guarantee. Let me repeat that. They've already solved for folks less, just like yourself, $1 billion in tax debts. Now schedule your free consultation. Let me repeat that. It's a free consultation now. Call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000. Or visit the website taxnetworkusa.com/Bannon. That's taxnetworkusa.com/Bannon.
Disease kills nearly 700,000 Americans every year. Yes, heart disease is the number one killer every year, year in and year out. Heart disease builds over time. Hypertension, high blood pressure, bad cholesterol, diabetes, all of it affects our heart. A healthy heart is key to being energetic as we get older. It is never too early to take care of your heart. You see, heart disease sneaks up on us. You can start in your 30s, and when this happens, you're at serious risk by the time you turn 60. If you want to take care of your heart and those you care about, please go to warroomhealth.com. That's warroomhealth.com. All one word, warroomhealth.com. Use the code WARROOM at checkout to save 67% of your first shipment. That's code WARROOM at checkout to save 67%. And do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. You need, if you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.